This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
September 18th, 2013, this is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their website. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Please visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. Please don't forget that the American Free Press is having a gigantic book sale. You may look at their list of books for sale at AmericanFreePress.net. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to Spingola.chatingo.com. Our guest today is Richard Dwayne Willing. That's W-I-L-L-I-N-G. Or, as he is better known, R. Dwayne Willing. His websites are rdwaynewilling.com and 12thfinalreligion.blogspot.com. He is the author of Money, the 12th and Final Religion and The American Caliphate, A General Theory of Biswag. And Biswag means British Israel Zionist World Occupation Government. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna.
Deanna, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fine. I'm hearing you well. I presume that I'm broadcasting far and wide.
Yes, and it's wonderful to hear your voice again. It's,
oh, good.
It's just been too long since we've done a program together. And you're always so full of vital information and historical facts and all kinds of things.
I'll try to live up.
First of all, we'd like to get your take on what is going on in Syria. And, of course, that a lot of people are talking about it. But then, you know, just feel free to talk about your books. There's so much financial information in your book, Money, the 12th and Final Religion. And it's just a fabulous book. Well, both of them. They're just fabulous books. And they're very concise. And I know that our listeners will enjoy reading them. But anyway, what do you think of Syria?
I'm trying to figure out why a Christian country is trying to kill all these countries with Christians in them, Iraq and Syria.
I wonder, could it be that that the government of the United States is occupied by people who don't like Christians?
Nuts. Yes, I think you might be right.
Could that be it?
It's an amazing thing. Iraq had Christians in the cabinet, in the governing cabinet, and one of their top ministers was a very competent academic Christian. And Syria, of course, has got probably the biggest Christian population. Plus, it's got many of the holy sites from the book. And to see it destroyed and to see these places destroyed and looted is certainly raises a question in my mind as to who's in charge here.
Right. And, of course, there's also the situation with the Palestinians, many of whom are Christian. And
yes.
So when the U.S. government favors the Israeli state over the Palestinians, that says something very significant, I think.
Yeah, there's quite a message there for our local religious leaders. They're either asleep or they're collaborating or they're just disconnected. I can't tell which. But for a government for a Muslim government that will tolerate the Christian presence that existed in Iraq and, of course, now in Syria, those governments tolerate the Christians, and there seems to be a fair bit of getting along, so to speak. Why we would support a rebel government that has the intention of killing not only the existing government but destroying the Christian sites on the way is just baffling. I don't want to put too much onto that, but it's been troubling my thoughts, and I don't have an explanation except to say that the BISWG is real. British Israel Zionist World Occupation Government is you know, I invented it out of whole cloth and in my second book, but it's hard to believe that something you sort of observed and wondered about actually exists and is actually operating for so long, so well behind the scenes and hidden in plain sight, so to speak. And that's going to call for some intellectual exercise in North America that North Americans are not accustomed to, I don't think.
Right. Oh, they don't do that. They don't really think about anything. They just listen and obey. It's very unfortunate. And one of the biggest problems with the establishment of the Israeli state to begin with by Christians was that they were concerned that that the Israelis would have jurisdiction over so many of the holy sites in Jerusalem and elsewhere in Palestine. And this was particularly true of the Catholic Church. They came out and said, we are just against this, totally against this. But, of course, that didn't work out. They said, oh, no, they'll take care of everything. They won't hurt all those sites, and it'll be perfectly wonderful, and everybody will get along. And, well, we see how that has gone.
Yeah, well, the founding of the state is a very interesting story. Herzl and Rabbi Kook, that was his name. His last name was Kook.
Are you sure you didn't make that up?
No, I didn't make that up. I've forgotten his first name. But between Herzl and Kook, they were both pals. And Herzl had been to France during the famous trial there, where everybody knows the name of the French officer who was tried and convicted. And Herzl said that all happened because he was Jewish. And the upshot was that Herzl interpreted the world as anti-Semitic. So he went out, and in his own mind, he decided that Jews should go to have their own land in Israel. And he began wandering around, and nobody would talk to him. They didn't listen to him. They didn't appreciate him. So he worked out, he made an observation at the same time socialism was gaining strength in the industrial economy. Organized labor was becoming very active, and there were a lot of Jews involved in the labor movement. So he, and they're working Jews, they're not the Rothschild Jews. And he put two and two together, so he went around to all the monarchs in Europe and said, you know, you've got some pretty rambunctious Jews out here, you ought to get rid of them. He says, I got an idea. I'll take those Jews to their homeland. And the Kaiser and the other kings gave him sort of an audience, but didn't do a lot. So he went to the Sultan of Turkey in the Ottoman Empire And he said, what you need here are more immigrants you need more Jewish immigrants in Palestine, because these Christians are coming down here from all over the world, and they're loading up the holy sites, and they're disturbing the Muslims. Now, you know that Jews won't disturb the Christian sites. They have no interest in the Christian sites. So the Sultan, that was the end of the empire. They were falling apart anyway.
Right, unfortunately.
And
because of the infiltration there. All righty,
yes.
We do have a 3-minute break. We'll pick this up on the other side.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. Is really priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Books are Money, the 12th and Final Religion, and The American Caliphate, A General Theory of Biswak. His websites are rdwaynewilling.com and 12thfinalreligion.blogspot.com. All right, to pick it up from where we left off.
Yeah, well, the issue was that Rabbi Kook and Theodore Herzl, they were patrolling around Europe, just taking advantage of labor unrest that was being led by Jewish radicals that was disturbing the governments of Europe. And He was just another wandering Jew with the story, trying to get connections to the Holy Land. So his story was that the Jews needed to go back to their own land, and they could, the governments of Europe could relax because all the Jews would be gone. So he went to tried to get financing. He couldn't get any financing from the Rothschild.
Now, what time period is this?
This is 1890s, 1880s, okay. Somewhere in there. Because the trial that started all this was the Dreyfus case. And Dreyfus was being tried in a French court in the 18-somethings. And that's the same time that there was a huge scandal with the first attempt to build a Panama Canal. And they went bankrupt. And the French middle and upper class was outraged that they'd bought all those shares of stock from a Jewish broker in New York to build a canal, and it went broke and they lost all their money.
Imagine that.
The issue in France was no more Jews in government, no more Jews in political office. And they were really upset. They were going to ban Jews from even coming into the administrative buildings. And Herzl perceived this as anti-Semitism. So there, you got labor unrest in the cities, you got industrial revolution taking place, and he went to, he wanted to build a homeland for the Jews. He went to the Sultan of Turkey, or the Ottoman Empire, and said, you need more Jews in here because you have too many Christians coming in here, upsetting the Muslim population in Palestine. And the Sultan said, what do you got in it for me? You know, there's nothing in it for me. And Cook was there, Rabbi Cook. And he said, well, you know, you've got this lighthouse here on the Bosphorus channel between Turkey and Europe. And we'll buy that from you. And the Sultan said, sure, it's $500 million. He, you know, he figured they're just crazy. So they went away. Cook and Herzl went to London, and they finally got to Rothschild. Rothschild wouldn't even see them. They finally got through to him, through a friend, and they said, we got a deal for you. You could buy this lighthouse between Europe and Turkey, which was the key light between the two countries for that waterway there, the Bosphorus Canal, or Channel, whatever it's called. And Rothschild perked right up, said, how much? $500 million. That's a lot of money, you know. So they began negotiations back and forth about what the terms would be. So they went back to the Sultan and they talked for a while, and he said, okay, you can buy it, I'll sell it to you, but you got to lease it back. You got to buy it back. It wasn't a loan, it was a lease buyback arrangement. And so they did the deal. Rothschild financed it through the purchase of the Sultan's lighthouse. And so now Herzl and Rabbi Cook have got a lot of money, and they go to the Kaiser in Germany, and they said, you know, you got all these Jews out here, we can get rid of them for you. And that begins, and they got the money, so the Kaiser wouldn't have to put up the money. So they began this creation of what's become Israel by fostering migration or immigration. And the Ottoman Empire was in such bad shape that 500 million, whatever it was, just disappeared into the pockets of the corrupt Ottoman Empire. And they didn't care because 3 years later they were defeated in WW1 anyway. So it's a good, I guess Rothschild still owns the lighthouse on the Bosphorus. I don't know. But that's the beginning of how the Balfour legislation got to be written and how they finally wound up with the declaration in the UN and endorsed by Truman, of course, to make the State of Israel.
And but start the Kaiser wasn't really willing to support, because I believe that Herzl wanted him as a big supporter and
he was looking
for money, you know, to
originally.
Make this happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, originally they were trying to get the monarchs of Europe to finance this project to get the Jews out of their cities
mm-hmm.
for social quiet. And but the Kaiser told him, you're a fun guy, and you and the rabbi are a real treat when you visit, but there's no money for you, you know? So, sure. But then finally they got the deal on the lighthouse and got to Rothschild and started the whole thing moving.
Right.
And, of course, that got to the British Parliament, which becomes the Balfour Declaration.
Right. So they basically just went with the nation that would fund this project, and it was England.
Yes, yeah. And England was the least interested in it early on. The Rothschilds right. just despised socialist Jews.
Yes, indeed. Okay. So then we got the Balfour Declaration, and it went downhill for the Turkish Empire after that.
Yeah, after WW1, of course, they're finished.
Sure.
And the bureaucracy or the rulership was so corrupt that Ataturk comes in and just wipes them out after WW1.
Sure.
And so that's, I guess they sort of knew, based on whatever I can find, that the empire was so corrupt it couldn't sustain itself. And so everybody was looking for big money to get away. So the money came from the lighthouse. It just supported a great abandonment of Turkey by its rulership.
Sure. And there was a lot. Well, there were the Young Turks that were involved within the government. There were Freemasonry going on. There's such a convoluted story behind that whole situation. You have to kind of wonder, well, how did they get in so much debt, and how did they do this or that? And then you have to consider that Turkey was kind of an economic vassal state up to that point.
Yeah. Well, Rabbi Kook apparently is the financial mastermind that history's overlooked. I mean, Herzl gets all the
applause,
the recognition. But Rabbi Kook was there every step of the way.
Wow. All righty. So so what is going on in Syria, you consider that to be just, I think probably that the rebels are promoted, sponsored, and staffed with the CIA and Mossad. What is your opinion on that?
Oh, well, yeah, because the Syrian government should have been able to handle dissident militarists and uprising citizens in short order. But they did have some defections in their army, which immediately, I would guess, were taken over by mercenary type people who know how to organize military functions.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what the CIA does best, organize such things. Alrighty, we are going to a short break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot, coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Richard Dwayne Willing. His books are The Money, The 12th and Final Religion, and The American Caliphate, A General Theory of BISWG, which means British Israel Zionist World Occupation Government. Let me just share something from a listener from a couple of days ago talking about chemical weapons use. He says, the U.S. has used depleted uranium on millions of women and children, Agent Orange on millions of women and children, incinerating gas on women and children in Waco, chemical tests on U.S. citizens without their knowledge, nuclear weapons on unarmed civilian women and children in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, napalm on women and children in Vietnam, and mind-bending drugs in MK Ultra experiments. Where is our moral authority? Too bad Americans remember nothing past the last football game or TV program. Is it okay for Americans to use these weapons because we are exceptional, or is it because we are demonic, satanic, and insane? And that's from Jim.
Jim has got some insights here that he'd probably delighted to share. But anyway, the gas thing is not holding up, because anybody that's been in the military and has been shown the films of what happens to the human when they're under a gas attack, particularly any kind of a nerve gas, they don't lie down in little rows with their hands crossed. you probably couldn't reconfigure them after they suffered the results of the nerve gas effect. So there's something about the video presentation that's wrong, as far as I'm concerned, about the casualties. I mean, the casualties probably are real. Now, if they're using some kind of paralytic thing that the modern chemistry has created, that's something else again. But the use of gas makes no sense to me, because I had the occasion to serve with Middle Eastern types in my time in the military, and I wouldn't trust them with a round of gas between here and Texas. I mean, they're just too far out. So if gas was used, it wasn't used by Arabs.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of is that they gassed themselves. Second, using gas in a city, that's a little iffy. I'm not sure about that, maybe. But I just wouldn't trust Arabs using artillery-type gas shells. Because it's a lot of discipline in handling those weapons. First of all, you got to store it, you got to protect it, you got to transport it, you got to load the weapon, you got to sight, and you got to fire it. And you know, there's a lot of discipline there that just doesn't seem to exist in my experience with Arabs.
Are they just inexperienced in this kind of warfare, or
they're just reckless? They're reckless. They toss things around, and they got this huge macho thing that if there's risk involved, you don't worry about it, because it's unmacho to be really scrupulous about handling a lot of explosives.
Hmm.
And then blow themselves up.
Okay.
That's all my opinion. Maybe I'm maybe I'm outdated on that, but that was my reaction to them. And so when the great war thrust in Iraq was called for, I said, well, you know, two cavalry regiments and a couple of airplanes, and that war's over, because they can't maneuver and they can't control, and their gunfire isn't that good. And they sent a dozen divisions and jillions of airplanes. It was an exercise. Iraq was just an exercise. And
right. I mean, they didn't have a functional army. And
no.
what army they did have, the U.S. disbanded immediately. But they really didn't have a functioning army, because they had lost so many people in when they were fighting Iran. They were just war-torn, and you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel for the Americans to go in there.
Yeah. The communication control. Now, so Syria, I'm guessing, is not much more advanced than Saddam's best. So those few people that would have abandoned the Syrian army to become rebels are probably not your premium types, more opportunists, may have more initiative than the others. But they would probably be pretty useless until they were hooked up with CIA or Mossad or somebody to give them structure, discipline, communications, and medical evacuation and resupply. Without that, I don't think they'd last a week against anything.
Sure.
So they're getting some kind of communication network, some kind of resupply, and a lot of discipline that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Right.
And fire control communications. So it's an outside enterprise in Syria that's attacking the formal government. And it's been planned by the Pentagon since Wesley Clark talked about it about 10 years ago now or so. And
And that's always been the plan, to take out Iraq, Iran, Syria, because they want a greater Israel. Not that they're going to move their citizens there, but they simply want to control it and control the money within those countries.
Well, if they get the greater Israel, then the energy of the Israeli connection to that area will effectively try to control it and benefit from it economically. Financially, money-wise, with the oil, I'm not sure. I'm not sure they would take on the oil companies. It's crazy to think about occupying Iran. That's nuts. They're way out of their league on that one. And but a nice side story comes out of this is if Assad will pony up his chemical weapons, how about Israel tossing in theirs just to make everything nice?
Exactly. That's never going to happen. And I don't think that he has chemical weapons to begin with. Well, I think that the chemical that the Brits were sending to him at least a year ago was nothing more than fluoride. And I know that fluoride is used in certain compositions and you know, to make certain weapons. But, I mean, if they're going to go after people for having fluoride, they ought to go after the all of the communities here in this country that put fluoride poison in our drinking water.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
it's so stupid.
Yeah, well, it could be a fairly light grade of chemical thing, which, you know, makes you ill and puts you to sleep, and then you're shot by somebody. But it may sort of disable you because you can't breathe and you can't see. That's what tear gas does. I mean, when that gets in your eyes, and you just can't see, so you'd be wandering around, anybody could shoot you. So
sure.
If that's what's taking place, and if that might be the extent of it, that's really not chemical warfare. That's just annoyance, because
sure.
if they had any preparation in any good sense, the minute they detect it, they would clear the area, and of course that gives the position away to somebody else. But so the chemical weapon is more of a psychological treat for the American consumer public, I think.
Sure.
I don't think it's got any bearing on actual military whatever.
Gassing has always been a big thing for people to claim that others, oh, they're gassing.
Oh,
they're gassing this group of people. So gassing is a certain term that kind of promotes other thoughts. Oh, yeah, just like they did in Germany, or just like they did elsewhere. Yeah, that's what they're going to be doing. So,
yes, that's true. The gassing of the camps. Yes.
Right.
Yes, okay. So it has victimology built right into it that I've overlooked.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
And Americans are so brainwashed, that's the first thing they'll think about. And they'll say, oh, they're doing it. They're doing to the Syrians. Oh, they're just like what they did with the Jews in Germany. Oh, we've got to stop this.
Oh, Assad must be Nazis. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Okay. Let's see. Someone in the chat room would like to hear more about why it's nuts to attempt to occupy Iran. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and then maybe you can address why that would be not a good thing or impossible.
Yeah.
Be right back.
Okay.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is R. Dwayne Willing, Richard Dwayne Willing. He is the author of The Money, the 12th and Final Religion, and The American Caliphate, A General Theory of Biswag, which is British Israel Zionist World Occupation Government. His websites are rdwaynewilling.com and 12thfinalreligion.blogspot.com. Okay, why would the Israeli state attempting to occupy Iran run into some trouble?
Well, their supply is just the Israelis. They could hurt, you know, they can make great destruction there. And they could break up the water systems and the sewer systems and ruin the electricity network. And they could break up a lot of facilities with rockets and bombs and presumably aircraft. But the supply lines of resupplying any kind of an occupation army would they'd get a rerun on the Eastern Front from that the Germans experienced in Russia. You just couldn't pull it off. And the second part, that if they could confine it just to Israel, that'd be a cakewalk for Iran. First of all, they'd have to endure the first shock if it was successful. But secondly, they could begin various levels of retaliation against any allies of Israel in the area, Qatar, Dubai, all those places, Saudi Arabia. They would pay the price. So it just wouldn't work out in any kind of continuing basis, and the destruction between the two, so nobody else involved, would be immense. And now, depending on what Iran thinks about the linkage between the U.S. and Israel, and I'm sure that the Iranians have worked out the formula for the new fuel air weapons, which are equivalent of mini nukes, so they could just rain thousands of missiles down on Israel. Plus, if the Iranians thought the Americans were involved, they could do damage to the carrier battle groups off the shore in the Indian Ocean. And one fuel-air rocket or weapon delivered over the fleet, over the battle group, would do more damage to the aircraft carrier than John McCain did to his aircraft carrier when he set his place on fire. He killed more airmen by himself than the North Vietnamese Air Force did in the entire war.
Oh, tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, he was a pilot on one of the aircraft carriers. Might have been a Saratoga or something. And he set it off. He was in his craft, his airplane, getting ready to launch, and he set off the weapons. He claimed he just burst a switch or it was an automatic short circuit or something. Anyway, it set off to set the aircraft carrier on fire, blew up the deck of the aircraft carrier, killed all the pilots down below that were sleeping. They were in their quarters. Now, something 178 seamen were killed on that aircraft carrier, and actually put the thing out of commission. It had to go back to the United States, and took them a year and a half, 2 years to rebuild the thing. But the interesting part of the story is that McCain and his junior, or the third, his father was an admiral, and his father's father was an admiral, I think. And so the first thing that happened after they discovered that McCain had set the aircraft carrier on fire is they sent a helicopter over from another ship and evacuated McCain to get him off the aircraft carrier.
Amazing. Of course, his father, being a bigwig, probably covered him in that.
Well, any captain in his right mind would know which of his junior officers were related to admirals.
Sure.
So he would make instant appropriations right there. And so young Killer McCain got evacuated. Probably the captain was thinking if this turkey stayed on the aircraft carrier, some of the shipmates would kill him. So,
gosh, yeah. So and he killed how many people in this little mishap?
178. He killed more pilots that day than the North Vietnam did the entire war.
Oh, yeah, wow.
The lucky thing, the luck, as luck would have it, he flies from the other carrier, goes through on a mission, and gets captured. So he's out of circulation for 4 or 5 years.
Well, maybe that was just as well, so he wouldn't kill any more Americans, right?
more, some Americans didn't kill him. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that was for safekeeping.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, if you like theories, he fits right in there.
Right.
I mean, he's a terrible person, just terrible.
He's a scoundrel. Okay.
So the idea of just big muscle getting ready to beat people up, when it comes to Iran, I can't see that, because they've had time now to prepare every avenue of approach with a defense plan. They've had time to build really interesting copies of advanced weapons, even if they, don't engineer them themselves. I'm sure they can buy the rules and the plans. Their air force is minimum, but they've got rockets and mines, and that's all they need to inflict damage on anyone that damages them. Now, theoretically, the Israelis could get through their air defense and break all the infrastructure and kill a lot of people, but I don't think that would gain them very much.
Interesting. Well, let me share something from Joe about getting back to the gas in Syria situation. Joe says, if you Google search photos of the Syrian rebels, not only will you see a handful who look like European American, but 80% have beards. You cannot get a seal on a gas mask with a beard, and troops going into an operation with the possibility of gas would be thus prepared, and I did not see any of them carrying masks. U.S. intervention in Syria could have two goals: destroying another stable Arab country for Israel and creating worldwide disapproval of America to the point that the world would dump dollars and perhaps go to the BRIIC nation's currency and eventually a one-world currency. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's right about the gas mask. You're not gonna put a gas mask over a beard and it's going to work. It doesn't work. In fact, if you don't put the gas mask on properly, and that's attach all of the straps properly, your mask will leak and you'll suffer. But to hate America, I don't think much more can be done to hate America. That's a pretty well given. Now, I think it's just a matter of how anybody can express their revulsion with the American government without risk. And so the occupying of Syria is strictly an Israeli expansion, period. And that's, I think, everybody's factored that in. The currency thing is a non-starter. Nobody's going to do anything to the American dollar as long as we got smart bombs and drones that dominate the sky. No banker in his right mind is going to call anybody else. He's not even going to have a board of directors meeting and say, let's drop the U.S. dollar. NSA will have heard the conversation, and he won't get home that night before his car becomes a smoking hole in the ground. So the dollars, this is a new type of, a new period. It's of gunboats from the sky. That's what it is. And so no one's going to abandon the U.S. dollar and for a long time. And nobody's going to go to the brick currency either. Boy, that's an imaginary thing. Anyway, the U.S. dollar is quite safe for a long time. And I'm sure that there's a network of correspondents talking to the bankers around the world, taking their pulse, making sure they understand how comfortable they are with the American dollar.
Okay. All righty, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, and we'll talk about your book. I love your book, Money, the 12th and Final Religion, especially the story of Arthur Burns. Be right back. You gotta tell that story because a lot of people haven't heard it. So we'll be back and we'll